This is the time and place scheduled for the informal interview of Dr. Benesch in case number 2408. This matter will be heard by the board pursuant to the authority given to it at ARS 322234. Dr. Benesch, please introduce yourself and your counsel.
Okay, I'm Dr. Dwight Benesch, and this is a counselor, Courtney.
Thank you. Dr. Benesch, you've received a letter informing you of the matters to be discussed today and the possible actions the board may take at this informal interview. As a reminder, those options include dismissal, issuing you a non-disciplinary letter of concern, censuring you, placing your license on probation with terms that may include continuing education and practice restrictions. The board may also suspend your license for up to 30 days, assess a civil penalty, or refer this matter to formal hearing. The purpose of this informal interview is to inquire into the facts and circumstances of this case. The board has read all the materials you submitted. If you have any additional materials you would like to present to the board, please do so now.
Ladies and gentlemen of the board, Dr. Benesch is before you requesting that the board lift the current suspension of his license. He recognizes and regrets missing the required inspection in June. Since his last appearance before you, he's taken corrective action, including participation in a July inspection, which showed nearly complete compliance, nearly a perfect inspection, with only a couple concerns noted by the inspector that weren't even violations. In order to ensure that he doesn't miss any additional inspections, Dr. Benesch has also scheduled future inspections into next year, including an inspection just for next week.
Is this new information or this? No. Okay. Just 1 second. Let me finish the rest of this and then I'll have you move forward. This proceeding is being digitally recorded. As a result, it is important that everyone speak loudly and clearly and that only one person speaks at a time. We'll begin by asking the lead board member assigned to this matter to give a brief summary of the case, and then you will be given an opportunity to respond. Following your response, the board may wish to ask you some questions. If you have any questions of the board or for anyone giving information during this interview, you may ask them through me. So Dr. Wright, can you please give us a brief summary of this case?
Yes, thank you. Dr. Benesch has a consent agreement related
to
Dr. Benesch has a consent agreement related to multiple repeat premise violations. He was required to obtain a practice monitor, which he did late due to a claimed health issue. The practice monitor provided the first report in April, which the board reviewed. Reports are due every other month. A second report was not received. At the July meeting, the stay of revocation on the license was lifted and the license is currently suspended.
Thank you. So Dr. Benesch, at this time, I'd like to swear you in. Do you swear or affirm that the evidence you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. Okay, now we'd like to give you the opportunity to respond to the summary and present any information you believe is relevant, which...
Thank you. It was noted that there were two inspections that were done on the premises. There's actually been three inspections done this year, one in February, one in April, and one in July. All of those inspections have been sent to the board and show significant improvements since the November report. While Dr. Benesch acknowledges that email is not a form of communication that comes naturally to him, he recognizes that missing an email from the inspector is ultimately his responsibility. He's taken the necessary steps to ensure that he has assistance in managing his email and making sure that he doesn't miss any future correspondence. He's also, again, scheduled his inspections into next year. The current suspension is in response to Dr. Benesch's failure to comply with the July inspection and his compliance with his consent agreement. Any further punishment for this failure to comply with the required inspection is punishment for the same behavior and unnecessarily duplicative. Ladies and gentlemen of the board, Dr. Benesch will remain on probation until May of next year. The board is allowed to impose additional sanctions for future violations. But it's our position that sanctioning Dr. Benesch for his missed inspection has already occurred. Any additional punishment is unduly punitive, and he's asking again that this board lift his suspension. Dr. Benesch has proudly served his community for nearly 5 decades. He's hopeful that the twilight of his career will not be clouded by this incident and respectfully requests the lifting of the suspension so he may return to practice. He's available for any of your questions that you may have.
Thank you. Do any board members have questions for the respondent?
I mean, you answered a lot of the questions I had right there, but we did get that July report done, but it was done after the meeting, after the suspension was already instated, right?
That's correct.
Lifted. Okay. But now we have that here, and we have an August one also. On the
29th coming up, I believe it is.
There was an August one that was sent. I think that's a typo.
Oh, okay, because that's August 26th.
Yeah.
Correct.
Wait.
Right. I know.
Okay.
So there is an inspection that's set, scheduled for next week.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yes, it's the 29th, I believe.
Okay. Yeah. So, what is this a report from another hospital then?
No, it's from the inspector.
Yeah.
I think he just accidentally practice monitor.
Practice monitor. So he just missed date. So when did he come to inspect for
it was
to
actually
monitor
July 26th, and he accidentally wrote August. He corrected it and submitted a second.
And the July one was for June.
No, the July one is actually July.
For July 26th?
He submitted 2 reports for the same inspection.
Okay. And we have the scheduled ones from here on out. So
every 2 months.
Cool. So that's all set up.
That's the best way to handle it so I don't have to forget it.
That's how I do it. Just put it in the phone and they'll remind me.
Yeah.
So, I mean, those are my big concerns. I don't know if anybody else has any concerns at this point or any other questions, but it sounds like we're trying to catch up now and do the right thing, which is what we want. So, do you have your comments or questions?
Yes. This is Jane Solomon. I have a quick question. Dr. Benesch, have you provided any veterinary services since August the 1st?
When I got this, I flew to Florida with my family. I arrived Monday about 7 o'clock.
Monday here?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Good vacation time.
Yeah.
Any other questions, Ms. Solomon?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear all of the answer. What date did he stop practicing? Was it on the 1st?
The immediate, when I got the meeting, it was at 5 o'clock of that night that I was done with the client schedule and I was out of there. Then I attended the dental extravaganza, and then throughout Sunday morning.
And he just returned to the Valley
this
past Monday, 2 days ago.
So he has not been practicing since he's been noticed.
Okay, that was the question.
That's right.
Thank you.
Yeah. Any other questions you have, Ms. Solomon?
No, I'm glad you caught the date on the monitoring report because that was going to be my other question. It's July, not August. Yeah.
All right. So since it looks like I said, we're caught up, it looks like we're doing the right thing. Mr. Harris, is that going to be reenacting the stay, or how do you say that?
You'd reinstate his license.
Reinstate. Okay. But the stay goes back on the suspension, right? Because if we ever need to remove it again, so do we just put the stay back on?
Well, right. We're reactivating his license subject to all terms and conditions of the consent agreement, which has that.
Oh, okay. So that's already in there. Okay. So I'll make a...
I just have to conclude I just have to make sure that we're done for them, right? So this concludes the portion of the informal interview, which the board hears testimony. The board will now deliberate and decide on what to do in this matter. See, you may sit there, step away, whatever you wish. So now, you can do your part.
Let's start over. I'll just start talking again because I talk too much anyway. So I'll make a motion based on the information, based on what's going on. It sounds like we have a new meeting of the minds to be on the right track to reactivate the license and go back to the original consent agreement.
Right, so let's do that.
Cool.
Okay, so we have a motion.
Second.
And a second. Let's go ahead and do a roll call.
Dr. Byrne is an aye. Ms. Frost?
Aye.
Dr. Nosley?
Aye.
Ms. Solomon?
Aye.
Dr. Thompson?
Aye.
Dr. Wright?
Aye.
Okay, motion passes. So the board has voted to
reactivate
this day in the terms of the consent agreement?
Yep.
Okay. This concludes the matter, and Dr. Benesch, you will receive written communication of the board's actions shortly. If you have any questions, please call the board's executive director, Victoria Whitmore, at the board's office. And that concludes the informal interview.
Before we do conclude, we have one point of clarification.
Okay.
The consent agreement calls for monitoring every other month, monitoring inspections every other month. It's Dr. Benesch's position that the July inspection was a catch-up from June. So he has an August inspection set. That would not be every other month, obviously, because July is the next month. And from there on out, it's October, December, February. So with the board's permission, he plans to keep the currently scheduled inspections for August, October, December, February.
So everybody,
yes,
we all agree with that.
Yeah.
Thank you. Clarification. This now concludes the informal interview. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.